FNC's Carlson on the Biden admin's hyper-aggressive vaccine push, they are no longer pro-choice. By Jeff Poor on July 9, 2021. Thursday on FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson decried the aggressive push from the Biden administration and the media to vaccinate people against COVID-19. Carlson questioned the science behind the push and noted historical similarities of this push to other authoritarian regimes. Transcript as follows. Carlson, this show specializes in the obvious, that's what we do. So, tonight we'd like to begin with the most obvious observation of all, force works. If you decide to make people do something, if you demand they do it, and punish them if they don't, generally they'll do it. They'll comply. They don't really have a choice. If you tell them they have to take a dose of experimental medicine, for example, otherwise, they can't have a job and their kids can't be educated, most of them will in the end take it. And in fact, most of them have. According to latest CDC data, 67% of all American adults have received the coronavirus vaccine so far, 67%. That is a huge number in a country like this one. Try to think of anything else that 67% of all adults have done recently. For perspective, only about 24% of the country's population voted for Joe Biden in November, and that was enough to make him the president of the United States. So, in some ways, the administration has done something amazing. Get the vaccine or else, that was their message from day one, and most people did. But not everyone did. There are still holdouts. These are not people who haven't heard of the vaccine or can't afford it or just can't find a dose. It's free. It's everywhere, and the media never stop talking about it. Every news hour is a Pfizer commercial. So, these are people who just don't want to take it. Many of them have already recovered from COVID and they have active antibodies. They don't need the vaccine. Should people take medicine they don't need? Apparently, they don't think so. Others may have religious objections, and that used to be considered a valid reason, back when our leaders acknowledged God is more powerful than themselves. Still, others may have noticed that the vaccine was developed very quickly. The first universal coronavirus vaccine ever, and still to this day, has not received FDA approval. Maybe that gives them pause. Who knows? Maybe there are other reasons, including the stunningly high death rate on the government's own vaccine harm database or the reports of young people developing cardiac emergencies in response to the shot. Maybe all of the above, we don't know, we haven't asked. And actually, at this point, it doesn't matter anyway. The Biden administration is no longer accepting excuses. On CNN this morning, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra, not a doctor, a politician, announced he plans to make every last American take this drug. If you don't take it, you'll wind up on a government list. Watch. Begin video clip. Brianna Kyler, CNN anchor, I wonder if you can answer that criticism. It's none of the government's business knowing who has or hasn't been vaccinated. What do you say? Xavier Becerra, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary. Brianna, perhaps we should point out that the federal government has had to spend trillions of dollars to try to keep Americans alive during this pandemic, so it is absolutely the government's business. It is taxpayers' business. We want to give people a sense that they have a freedom to choose, but we hope they choose to live. End video clip. Carlson, we want to give people the freedom to choose, but unfortunately, we can't. So, no more freedom for you. The Biden administration is no longer pro-choice. It is an odd thing to say on many levels, but it's especially odd to say it now. This pandemic is waning, very clearly. Few people in this country are dying from the virus at this point, it is hardly a health emergency now. But Xavier Becerra isn't arguing that it is a health emergency. Instead, he is arguing that the government has spent so much money on the coronavirus that the Biden administration has a right effectively to go door to door and intimidate you into taking the vaccine and keep track of you if you don't. The government paid, so they have that right, and if you disobey, you're choosing death. So, savor the reasoning here for a moment. It's hard not to think that we have reached a major new precedent. Something new is happening. As it happens, the federal government spends huge amounts of tax dollars fighting all kinds of diseases, not just COVID. There's cancer, AIDS, tuberculosis, hepatitis, heart disease, diabetes, and many, many more. Each one of these illnesses is its own kind of emergency. Each one kills an awful lot of people. In some cases, it kills far more people than COVID has. So, does the Biden administration have the right, based on the money they spent fighting these diseases, to your medical information? Do they have the right to know your HIV status? Why not? Can HHS force you to take antibiotics for your TB? How about Xanax for your anxiety? Thorazine for your mania? And while we're at it, why are we letting irresponsible defective people reproduce? Vagrants? Mental patients? Even QAnon people, all allowed to have children. Why is that? Why aren't we sterilizing them? Sound crazy? It's happened before on a huge scale. So, in response to the atrocities that have been committed in previous generations in the name of science and medicine, medical privacy, physical autonomy, the right to control the medicines you take, these are the pillars of medical ethics officially or were. They no longer are. Tony Fauci has declared them merely a political statement. Begin video clip. Dr. Anthony Fauci, Director, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. It's easy to get, it's free and it's readily available. So, you know, you've got to ask, what is the problem? Get over it. Get over this political statement. Just get over it. End video clip. Carlson, get over it. You don't have a right to disagree. You must take this medicine. This is a well-trod road that we're on and it's a scary one. We've seen this before, more than a century ago. In the early 1900s, officials in Boston, of course, decided to make an example of a Swedish-born pastor called Henning Jacobson. Jacobson refused to take the government-mandated smallpox vaccine, and in his case, he had good reason for refusing. He had already taken that vaccine, the same vaccine in Sweden as a child, and he nearly died from it. Jacobson fought the mandate. He took his case all the way to the Supreme Court, and in the end, the Supreme Court ruled against him. That was a brand new precedent then as now. And it didn't take long for the government to use that new authority granted by the court to force other medical procedures on the American population. After the Jacobson decision, the state of Virginia passed a law authorizing the involuntary sterilization of people that the state deemed to be, quote, feeble-minded or mentally ill, undesirable. In a landmark decision, Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, whom we revere most of the time, ruled that the same legal framework that justified mandatory vaccination also permitted the government to sterilize people against their will. He was explicit about the connection. Here is the quote, "The principle that sustains compulsory vaccination is broad enough to cover cutting the fallopian tubes," Holmes wrote. By 1930, dozens of American states were forcing women to undergo involuntary sterilization, and in the end, more than 60,000 American women were sterilized by the government against their will. That happened, famously, and we shouldn't be surprised by it. Things like that tend to happen when a distracted, submissive population allows the government to dictate what medical procedures they get, what drugs they take. This is a well-known and horrifying chapter in American history, so you'd think the news media might point this out, but just the opposite. Here is a clip from yesterday in which the saddest of the CNN anchors begs this administration to make vaccines mandatory. Begin video clip. John Berman, CNN anchor, what about Kathleen Sebelius, former secretary at HHS, because she talks about the idea that maybe the administration shouldn't completely abandon the idea of not, if not vaccine mandates, at least encouraging some businesses or public places to require them. She says, quote, "I'm trying to restrain myself, but I kind of had it. You know, we're going to tiptoe around mandates. It's like, come on. I'm kind of over that. I want to make sure the people I deal with don't have it, so I don't transmit it to my granddaughter. So, why not encourage, if not governments to mandate it, then some businesses at least to require it?" End video clip. Carlson, the media demanding forced vaccinations. That shouldn't surprise you. They're not in the business to inform the public, they are in the business for power. They couldn't get jobs in finance, but this gives them a little swat. That's literally why they have the jobs they do, and they love their new power. What's interesting is that no other organized groups of sensible people who aren't emotionally damaged like your average cable news anchor, none of them are saying anything either. Why not? Veterans groups, for example, have remained silent as the Pentagon floats the idea of mandatory vaccinations for all soldiers. Now, there is zero scientific evidence that this could be necessary for any health-related reason whatsoever, but they are pushing forward. At a briefing on Tuesday, the Pentagon's top spokesman said that mandatory vaccinations for soldiers could be coming very soon. Begin video clip. Rear Admiral John Kirby, retired, Pentagon press secretary, should the FDA approve it? Then I am certain that Pentagon leadership will take a look at what our options are going forward, including the potential option of making mandatory. End video clip. Carlson, oh, making it mandatory. Have you seen this movie before? Yes. Those of us who are older than 22 remember it well. The Pentagon has forced soldiers to take untested experimental vaccines before. It happened in Iraq. Troops there had to take the anthrax vaccine. What happened? Many of those soldiers are now eligible for disability benefits through the Virginia Look It Up. Why? Because that vaccine caused serious long-term complications. Those included infertility, lupus, paralysis, blindness, neurological damage. Those effects were not obvious at first. They took years to surface. But on CNN, military analysts ignore that military analysts and are instead begging the Pentagon to force another unapproved drug on soldiers. And if those soldiers don't comply, they should be arrested immediately. Begin video clip. Steve Woodsmall, former Democratic candidate for Congress. Well, the president has the power to waive that and make those vaccines mandatory, and as the he said in the past, he was going to leave that up to the military. And as much as I respect President Biden, I think he has made a mistake in punting this one. I think he should show the leadership and just go ahead and waive the informed consent requirement and go ahead and make that mandatory just from a system standpoint. And then those who decide that they're not going to take it are literally in violation of a lawful order, and then they can face consequences under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. End video clip. Carlson, you can go to prison for not taking the vaccine. It's funny, you invite someone like that on your show and then he says something like that out loud with a television camera in the room and you don't pause and say, excuse me, that's lunacy. That's fascism. No one says anything. Oh, of course, yes. Court martials for anyone who refuses to take an experimental vaccine to stop a pandemic that has already ended. What's going on here? It is so obviously unnecessary that it is vindictive. And it makes you wonder, what is this really about? At the very moment that the risk for young people of dying of the coronavirus has hit essentially zero, they are telling us that young people, soldiers, should be arrested and go to jail if they don't submit to the vaccine. They are telling you that you will wind up in a government database if you don't comply, and the government agents could be showing up and knocking on your door. What is happening? What is this about? Sincere question. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.